The damage was very extensive because of the geology, because as everyone now has picked up, because it was a very shallow shake, which creates enormous impact on physical infrastructure. Secondly, because Kathmandu city is compacted into a valley, it's difficult with infrastructure, and it's also a city that has grown enormously rapidly. Lots of very weakly built buildings, high infrastructure, very close to each other. If you've been there, you will see that to find escapes from that type of building is very difficult. The damage is really from the shaking and the loss of life from the very high percentage of buildings that have suffered collapse or severe damage.
How well prepared was Nepal for a disaster of this magnitude?
Of course, the country is extremely conscious of its daily vulnerability. There are colleagues in Nepal who have worked for 40 years on improving awareness about the earthquake risk. There has now for decades been a very important community level engagement in preparedness, teaching the right behavior in a crisis and self-preservation. Now, all that I'm sure has had an impact. We will have to see. We don't know enough really yet. Building codes. Nepal has got building codes. Even then, you can speak to Japan, to Italy, highly developed countries. It takes decades to renew your building stock.
What could or should have been done to have reduced the impact of this earthquake?
We say that earthquakes don't kill, it's buildings that kill. So, of course, the ability to reduce the loss of human life and destruction has a lot to do with gradually and maybe with a high priority improving building standards and the quality of infrastructure. I would also say that earthquakes is not the only disaster that Nepal has. If you think about almost annual, biannual, huge flooding, melting glaciers, changing environmental issues.
What next for Nepal?
Given the scale of this crisis, and as you can see, there is an organization emerging now, of course. Airports are open, supplies are coming in. I would say within the next 6 months, a lot of focus now will be really on immediate issues. But already now, start thinking about the medium term. What to do now in the reconstruction that will limit the damage that will happen in the next earthquake? Are there issues around the urban planning? Can there be a lessening the density? Looking again critically at the quality of building codes and standards. Engage with people in the communities, both in the urban areas but rural areas, to engage them in critically looking at what are the 3-4 big priorities that will ensure next time they are better protected. It's doable. I think the international community and all of us, we must not exits believing the job has been done in even 1 year or 2 years. But see this as a commitment now. Nepal is one of the poorer countries in the world. It has come out of a long conflict. It's not that this is the only issue that the country is grappling with, but if there is anything positive coming out of this, it's to get the focus on the type of support that will benefit the country.